Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everyone, it's Amy. Aside from our usual filthy language, this episode contains talk and discussion of grooming behavior and sex trafficking. And we want you to know that even though Stephanie and I make a lot of fun of this movie and the actors and the writing and all parts of it, we do take those topics very, very seriously. So if you are triggered by them, please skip this episode. Thank you and enjoy the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where we are sick of teenage energy and we didn't need to watch a lot of it in this movie. This
there
girl.
Was a lot.
I was almost like having PTSD reactions to some of her nonsense.
Really?
Yes.
She
was super irritating. And she talked to her mother, I was like.
Yeah.
And the
She'd
mother.
She'd be grounded in my house.
I kept waiting for the mother to freak out.
I know. And it never happened.
It never happened.
Oh, man.
And I had a lot of problems with the mom because.
Yeah, I know.
she the way she handles her breaking in to rescue her kid at the end, I give that a 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
2 out of 5.
That was rough. Mm-hmm. Rough. Mm-hmm.
Guys, my name's Amy Archer. I'm here with Steph today, and we're talking the Lifetime movie, My Acting Coach Nightmare. And boy, was it ever.
It really, not only was it a nightmare, it was awful.
No one could act in this, which
it was
so meta because they're all talking about acting classes.
I know.
And I'm like, can somebody please stay with Max and get some acting coaching before we go into the actual movie? All right.
Oh,
this was on, times. I found it on Lifetime. I had to watch commercials with it.
Me too. And I hated it.
Which
that.
Was irritating.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm picking the movie next time.
If you have cable, I guess cable does have commercials on it.
Yeah, it does.
Because I'm like, if you have cable, you should be able to log in and watch it commercial free, but no.
That's actually not true. Remember we used to work in television?
Yeah, I have not had cable in so long. I forget how things work.
I know. I
seriously haven't
either.
Had it for like 3 years. You know, yeah. And now I have a TV podcast.
You know, we've got all the apps though.
That's why it's streaming. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the apps.
Okay. So little innocent Sienna wants to pursue acting.
How was this girl 18, but she's really only 11 and a half?
Okay.
There's no way this kid is 18.
I don't know if I just come from the mean streets of Scranton or what's going on.
I know.
But this was so, this was Lifetime's attempt at like making a real dark sex predator situation happen.
Yeah.
And it was not, it didn't land. Like the dress she tries on later, I'm like, that looks like a dress I, as a 47-year-old woman, would wear. This is not sexy. What are you talking about? I feel like they were trying to Pretty Woman this. And it was not happening.
At one point in my notes, I wrote down, she's dressed like my 7-year-old niece with like the little buttoned cardigan over her dress that she just wore on Easter. Like, yes, like the other day, literally, this was insanity.
Like, you want to learn to dress sexy? Drive up here to Pennsylvania and see some of the girls that go to school with my kids, and my kids included.
Yeah, it's, I mean, yeah.
Kids do not dress like this.
No, they don't. They don't. She was far too pure for this to have happened.
This, you know what this was? This was the Amish version of sex trafficking.
The Amish version. I don't even know that I'd insult the Amish. This was bad.
They need to let me in this writer's room because shit will get real dark real quick.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know.
So she wants to pursue acting, but she's worried, Steph, that her one school play a year just isn't enough. It's not giving her the edge. So some chick named Amy pulls her into a cult. This is essentially what happens. Amy believed the bullshit of Max. She calls up her friend and she's like, I have this cult I want you to, I mean, acting class with some professional. Now, I may be a design snob. I'm sure you are, too, because you live with a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
This pamphlet was horrific. It looked like something that you would do on Microsoft. Is it Draw? What was the old Microsoft program that you would do
it's
things
so
on?
It's so old, I can't even remember.
It was all like Microsoft Draw or something. Yeah, that's what this looked like it was designed on.
Yeah. It's a good thing Patrick wasn't watching this with me because he would have had a real problem with that.
Like, it literally looks like something that I would design.
Me too. Actually, I think you're better than that. Remember,
I might be a tad better.
You're definitely better than that.
Like, I'm shocked it wasn't Comic Sans font. Like, it was bad.
It was bad.
So we have to understand and establish that Mom is a nerd who doesn't understand the arts. Do you have that? Do you got that?
I got it.
Because she only deals in numbers. She's like Stephen Hawking over there. Be bothered with this play bullshit. Like, she
did you notice
quantum physics over there?
Did you notice when they showed that scene, though, how her computer looked like it just had like a mic, like a DOS, like an old DOS screen on it?
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, she's working all the numbers.
So Sienna's like, I already printed out the paperwork for you, Luddite, like, you fucking idiot. And Mom's like, whoa, why do you want to put all this shit on your plate on senior year? And I'm like, she's a senior? I thought she was like in seventh grade.
That's what I'm saying. I thought she was 11 and a half.
Oh,
and that's
Jesus.
Pushing it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't, she looks like a, like, I get it. She's supposed to be a child, but she looks, she's way too young.
You see my kids all the time. Do they look this young?
They don't even look this young.
They are the age of this kid in this supposed situation.
No.
So later, Mom is sulking on the deck of this gorgeous lake house.
Oh, it's so beautiful, isn't it?
And Mark, the live-in boyfriend, comes out. Mark is probably the worst actor I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, golly.
He couldn't act in a Folgers commercial. That's how bad he is.
He couldn't act on Virgin River.
No. He couldn't be on Virgin River.
And he's so, like, oh, well, golly gee. He reminded me of,
I don't even know her name. What's her name, the mother?
Hey, girlfriend, I don't even know. You should let Sienna, what is her name? Sienna? Join that acting club. Ha ha, hearty har har.
Mom is like, I'm so worried that Sienna's gonna be consumed with acting. Look, you have a 17-year-old who wants to take an acting class during the summer instead driving around in her car having sex with boys and vaping. Take the win. okay, take the W here. Sign her up for the fucking acting class. And then mom is like, it just bothers me that, like, she started acting after dun, 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 Stephen died. We never know how Stephen died.
No, we don't.
Maybe Mark killed him. We don't know.
I'm seriously laughing so hard my abs hurt.
So now we see Sienna laying on her bed. Oh, and I have a note here that maybe you guys, mom and Steve, or what, mom and Mark, should have let yourselves be consumed with acting. Maybe you would have been able to act a little better here.
How about how she's like laying on her bed and the bedroom is not a teen girl's room. It's a beautiful room, but it's not like an 18-year-old girl's bedroom. No.
First of all, there's not trash everywhere.
Exactly.
There's not empty ramen noodle cups sitting on the desk and freaking vitamin waters everywhere. No.
Right.
No. Dunking cups everywhere. Yeah. Sticky shit. I don't know what happened. Laundry in there.
Posters on the wall. Like what?
Wet towels all over the floor.
Oh, that's a peeve of mine.
So Sienna is like laying on the bed and she is staring at this pamphlet. Like, how many times can you read this 6-sentence pamphlet? I don't know.
With his photo on it.
And the guy's name is Max Frost. Max Frost. Red flag right there. So mom's like, okay, you know what? I looked into it and it's fine, but you really have Mark to thank because he's the one who had your back here. Oh, and she's like, okay, whatever. Fuck him. So Sienna heads over to the community theater and she meets up with Amy. Max Frost comes in and I just wrote, he is the, now I never watched Dawson's Creek.
Oh, did you? It's one of my favorites.
Okay. So I only know Joshua Jackson from The Affair, but feel like this dude is the broke down Pacey.
No.
He has a Pacey quality to him, but he's broke down. No.
Pacey was amazing. Absolutely not. No.
No, I know Pacey was amazing. That's what I'm saying. This guy wants to be Pacey. He comes off like this wholesome, like, good old boy, but he's like a fucking psychopath. He just looks a little bit like Joshua Jackson, okay?
There's Joshua Jackson is so fucking hot.
Cole, his character in The Affair?
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. How about just Joshua Jackson in real life is super fucking hot?
I mean, I was never a Cole girl because, of course, I'm attracted to Noah, who is the most toxic motherfucker on the planet.
On The Affair.
But Cole's hot. I'll take him.
Oh, he's so sexy.
So, Sienna, Max Frost introduces himself, creeps us all out immediately. And Sienna says, he's so handsome. And he says, Sienna has such presence.
Do you know that I would so have been the girl that fell in love with, like, my acting teacher? That would so have been me.
Amanda and I had a whole episode about how I was in love with every single professor I ever had. Yes. Totally, this would be me. So Max gets up on the stage and he says, he does the broke down prince where he's like kneeling on his little stool, like he's like tired from his video. And he's like, I want to keep tugging on the thread of acting versus reacting.
Ooh.
You're deep, dude. He's like, remember, sharing a scene is all about an exchange of energy. And you need to give your partner something to work on. And then he calls Haley up for a mirroring exercise. Do you remember from Twin Flame Universe, the mirroring?
I sure do.
I was like, uh-oh, cult.
Yes.
Guys, sure if someone do. Asks you to mirror, red flag.
Don't do it.
Max Frost, mirroring. I'm already, no.
Yeah, no.
So Amy whispers to Sienna that Haley is the teacher's pet, the shining star. She's annoying. She's the little Amy Archer of the group, 100%.
She's the little brown noser.
Mm-hmm. I was always in the front row. I know. Always the one with my hand up. Ooh, 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 call me. Except a math class or a science class where I sat in the back and hid.
Oh, science class was the best.
I mean, I liked it, but I was not good at it.
I wasn't good at math. Still not.
So they do this thing, this mirroring exercises, and it's like, it's really erotic.
Yeah, it is. And there's erotic?
There's like erotic music playing, and I'm like, yes. Are they going to have sex?
I think the next time you and I go out, we should do that. Like, just randomly get up and, like, mirror each other in, like, the middle of a bar.
It was weird.
Like, wild. So it was weird.
It was, like, miming, but it was, like, kind of sexual.
But is that part of an acting class? Miming each other?
I've never taken an acting class. Well, I have no idea.
Either, obviously.
So mom picks her up now and they talk about how – they talk about Romeo and Juliet, okay, because he has put them on to Romeo and Juliet.
Of course, it's Romeo and Juliet.
Little bitch Sienna is like, Mom, you probably never even fucking read Romeo and Juliet. And you know what I would have done? I would have launched into a monologue right there. Like, fuck you, bitch. I started the Shakespeare Club. I know my shit. Let's go. But, you know. This mother apparently missed ninth grade because that's the grade everybody reads Romeo and Juliet.
It is. And can I tell you about my – I feel like I need to share my experience.
Okay.
Can I take a little sidebar here?
Go ahead.
So in ninth grade, obviously we did the Romeo and Juliet, right? And I loved this English class. It was hands down my favorite English class of my entire school career. And – I'll never forget my teacher. I loved him so much. He wasn't hot. He was like an older guy, but he was like just super cool. Like my love for him had nothing, like it wasn't like that at all. He was just a really great teacher. And of course, you know, it was the Shakespeare class, whatever. But then years later, right, I meet my husband and then I meet his parents. And then I find out that my father-in-law is good friends with my ninth grade high school teacher. And I'm so excited about this.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, Mr. H, like I loved him, blah, blah, blah. Only to find out when my father-in-law brought up to Mr. H that I was like his student, do you know that he said to my father-in-law, oh, I think she was in love with me? And that ruined everything for me. Like, I actually get so upset just thinking about it because it's first creepy. Of all, it's fucking creepy. You creep fuck. And I loved him. Mm-hmm. But, like, I almost wish he never told me that because it ruined that entire good experience that I have that now I hate his guts.
I mean, if he had said it about me, it probably would have been true.
Well,
but you sound like this was not the case.
No, it wasn't. It really, and there were teachers that we were all attracted to. He was not one of them. This was not it. I would admit it. This was not it. But he thought that I was. And like, was he like creepy and I didn't know it? That really, it just bothered me. And I felt like I needed to share that with you guys.
Ugh, gross,
right?
Yep.
Like, ew. Yep.
So mom does say, though, that Leonardo DiCaprio is super hot in Romeo and Juliet. And she's not wrong.
I'm not a Leo fan. I know I'm in the minority here.
I'm not a huge Leo fan, but he is hot in that movie. And
I mean, he's a good-looking guy, but
hashtag never forget he played Gatsby and was super hot in that role.
That was hot. Okay. That was hot.
That's my favorite book of all time, people. Come for me.
It's a good book. I like it, too.
So Sienna also tells her mom how awesome Haley is. And, you know, she's a little jealous of Haley because Haley is the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, they're doing Romeo and Juliet, and I have such terrible notes here. This motherfucker thinks he knows Shakespeare. Fuck him. And he picks Alex as Romeo and Haley as Juliet. But something is wrong with Haley.
Of course.
She's got her resting bitch face on, and she is not happy.
She's not. And shit's going down, and we don't know.
These idiots, like these kids, I would like to think that my kids would pick up on something like this. Like, there's clearly something going on between this teacher and this student.
Yeah.
But I don't know. How old do you think Max Frost is?
Max Frost, in real life or in the show?
In the show.
In the show, I'm guessing maybe late 20s.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I wonder if Max Frost had a girlfriend.
Like in the show?
But we just don't, like a wife or like a partner.
I don't think so. I think Max Frost might be part of the manosphere. I think he might hate women that are his own age. That's why he preys on young women.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he runs a cult, as we see later. And I was fully expecting like a Tom Cruise Eyes Wide Shut situation at the house. I didn't know what was going to happen. I did not. So they're doing the balcony scene, and Haley phones this shit in. She's like, "Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Romeo, deny thy father."
And I'm like, this movie is bad enough. Do we have to trash Shakespeare now, too?
I know.
So he's like, Haley, through clenched teeth, "Why don't we start again?"
Ooh.
Now they break up into groups, and Max is just fawning over Sienna because she has just knocked it out of the park. And I'm like, really? This girl knocked it out of the park. Did you see Amy? Amy, that little smoke show over there, acting her fucking ass off. You didn't pick her? What is going on here?
Can we pick 11-and-a-half-year-old Sienna?
Jesus.
He likes
Maybe he thought she would be the one who would be easiest to suck into the cult.
Oh, I bet. Because Amy would have picked you.
But Amy, if she's anything like her namesake here, would actually be the one that's easiest to pick into the cult.
So here's the thing. In the show, you're mm-hmm. Sienna and I'm Amy.
Yeah, I guess.
Get it? Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess. Because I'm the one that like probably would have like wanted to do it, like for mm-hmm. real. And you were just like, you were joining whatever cult was coming along.
Yeah, yeah. Max yeah. could tell me do whatever. I'm doing it.
Yep.
So he's like, "I do not buy that such a gorgeous young woman would be playing a nurse." I'm like, dude, what do you have against nurses?
I know, right?
I know he's talking about
who
the nurse.
Who talks to young children like that?
This guy,
right? Wait,
did you notice too? I don't have a read on this acting class because there's a bunch of young people, but then we also get shots of like this 50-year-old guy who's there. Like he's in the group too. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, yes. But he never really speaks.
No, he never speaks.
We don't know what he
So he could be another predator. We don't know. Like
maybe he is.
Who's this guy just hanging around?
Maybe he's the guy that he calls later.
Oh, maybe. From he didn't look like wealthy and slick and Jeffrey Epstein-ish, though.
I know. Good point.
Amy jokes that Sienna is now the new teacher's pet. At dinner, Sienna tells Mom and Mark they're doing the full play of Romeo and Juliet, and she is Lady Capulet. Now, I don't know if you noticed this, but the sound production on this movie is fucking terrible because you literally hear, listen, they're at dinner and Mark is taking something out of a bag, right? And here's what you hear. So I'm in acting class and this is what I'm like, are you fucking serious right now? You can't. This is like me podcasting a year ago. Like, can you not lower the volume on the crinkling bag? And raise the volume in post-production of the dialogue.
I know.
Whatever.
I mean, real low budget here.
Mm-hmm. Sienna shames Mom and Mark.
This whole movie was probably shot in Max Frost's Real House.
Jesus. Sienna shames Mom and Mark that they've never even read the play.
Oh, fuck off.
You know what? I'm here for the Shakespeare shaming. I like to Shakespeare shame some people in my life. But this is ridiculous. And this is coming from an 11-year-old.
Yeah, truly.
The next day, Haley is missing. And we get ominous music. Dun, dun, dun. And Max is like, Haley has left us. This reminds me of when Michael Scott comes in the office and he's like, Meredith has been hit by a car. The doctors did everything they could to save her life. They worked really hard. And she's going to be fine.
Oh my God.
How'd you respond? So the reason I was able to respond so quickly to the scene was because I was the one that was, I was in the car that hit her. And Jim goes, who was driving? I was. Sam's like, oh,
I love that show.
But this is what it reminded me of. Cause he's like,
I know.
He's like, Haley is gone. She's no longer with us.
And that's what, like, is she dead? Is she missing? Did she move overnight?
Right. Right. I don't know. So Sienna's like, or he's like, Sienna, you're now Juliet. And I just wrote, okay, so I guess we don't need Lady Capulet. Like that role just goes to no one.
I know.
Okay. Sienna's like, oh my God, Amy, isn't this great? Isn't this great? And Amy's like, fuck off. Get away from me.
Amy hates her.
After class, Amy and Sienna walk out and they see Max and Haley fighting in the street.
Ooh, and it's getting like, they're really fighting.
It's clearly a breakup fight. She's grabbing onto him and he's shirking away from her.
I know. It's wild. Who hasn't
been in one of these fights? We know it. We know it.
I know, but you don't usually see it between like an adult and a child. Like, so, we've all done it as teens with, like, our boyfriends, but he's far too old to be pulling this shit off in broad adults. Daylight in the street.
Yes. So, Sienna tells mom, or her mom pulls up, and she offers them a ride, and Amy's like, no thanks, bitch, I'd rather walk. She starts walking.
Oh, and how about how the mom just, like, randomly was driving by? Like,
what? Yeah, I was just driving by.
Yeah. And at first, when the car pulled up, I'm like, oh, no, are they going to get abducted? And it was the mom. I'm like, this is so dumb.
I thought maybe it was Max and he jumped in his car and was going to abduct them. Yeah,
that's what I was hoping happened too.
So Sienna tells mom about the fight with Haley. She's like, it was weird. And mom's like, that's weird. Is Max always so expressive with you kids? And the word kids just sets Sienna off. This, I'm telling you, this is teenage daughters, man.
Because Sienna's like, okay.
What the fuck are you talking about? We're not kids, you fucking whore. Like, she's real angry.
She doesn't actually say that.
And she's like, by the way, I'm Juliet now. And mom is like kind of putting this together. Like, she needs a minute, you know? And she's kind of putting this together. And the daughter's just like, what? You don't think I'm good enough to be Juliet? What? You don't think I'm good enough? And mom is like, slow your roll, cowpoke.
Yeah, simmer
like,
down, chill out. Bitch. Yeah.
So,
oh my God, this kid.
I just have to laugh because this is a real deep cut. Cowpokes are what Jenny and I used to call the little blobs in Zelda that would try to kill you in the original Legend of Zelda, that you would go into the castle and you'd have to hit them with your sword and break them into two little, we used to call them two little Hershey Kisses.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Dear Lord.
That's for my sister who's listening. Cowpoke reference. Okay.
What's up, Jenny?
The next day, Amy sits far from Sienna. Mm. She's like, I'm not even sitting here. She's like,
this bitch is dead to me.
And Amy's blowing her the fuck off. She's like, I don't even want to deal with this. Don't even want to deal with it.
I know. Like, who writes their friend off like that?
I know. She's like, I don't know how good of friends they were.
Mm. Oh, true. Well, yeah. We don't really know if she has any friends, come to think of it.
She's the prime target. She's ripe for the picking.
Yep.
So Romeo and Sienna are doing this scene and Max is like, this is all wrong. This is all wrong. Sienna, he dresses down Romeo. He's like, Sienna is so fucking hot. How are you not taking her against her will? And Romeo's like, dude.
He's like, I'm walking around with the biggest boner.
Just boner.
Knocking kids off the stage with my boner as I swing around.
How can you not look at that, Juliet? Just want to take her hand in yours and rub it against your boner.
Boner.
So then he's like, let me in. And he does it. And we have the sinister music again, like the da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And he holds Sienna's hand. And I'm like, are these two going to bang?
Okay.
Now after class, Max is like, you know, this is so ridiculous. I can't believe I'm about to say this. He says, you know what? I think you got a real future, kid, with this Juliet thing.
What?
Like, you're going to, like, Baz Luhrmann is going to come around and be like, I want to put you in the next Romeo and Juliet. Know
what's so hilarious, though, is that tell me what teen girl who wasn't at some point we all wanted to be a famous Juliet. Like,
I never want to be a famous Juliet, but I will tell you right now, somebody could have been like, you could be the next Mary Oliver. And I would have been like, yes.
This is so me. I would have totally been like famous Juliet.
I did not like acting. I wouldn't do it.
I mean, I probably can't do it, but I enjoyed doing it.
I think I could do it, but totally I don't know if I would like it.
Oh, if I that think makes you sense. Would.
So he's like, look, you could take this Juliet thing all the way. And he's like, I have nowhere to go. So let's work on this together after practice. Mm. Like, let's do this.
Yeah, we're going to both make it big.
We see her leaving later And somebody's snapping pictures of her.
Yes. Who is it?
We know who it is.
I know, but.
So she gets home and mom is pissed because she's an hour late. And did you notice there's a real absence of cell phones here?
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
That's another thing that's not meeting the mark here. Like, right. We can't sit around and pretend that we're like this hanging out with a bunch of teenagers and nobody has a fucking cell phone.
Like, right, because here's the thing. Mom is like, I called you several times. Your ringer must be off. You mean to tell me this kid left acting practice and hasn't looked at her phone since?
Yes.
My kids take their phones in the fucking showers. I know. No, this is not a thing.
I legitimately answered an email in the shower the other day on my phone.
This is not a thing. This daughter did not walk all the way home and not look at her phone. She was Snapchatting, TikToking, doing everything else on the way home.
Is she the kid that doesn't have any friends to Snapchat with? Like we just said before, maybe she's that kid that doesn't have any friends. Could she be? I don't get it. None of this makes sense.
Mm-mm. Later, they're playing Jenga as a family, like you do. And mom asks about her staying after. And Sienna says, I was alone with Max running some lines. And mom's like, alone? And even Mark thinks it's kind of weird. Mark's like, this is weird. She's like, shut the fuck up, asshole. You're not my dad. Shut up.
He's like, they're so mean to Mark. Poor Mark is just like, he's hustling that carpool around and doing all this shit that the mom doesn't want to do. Mark's like my Patrick. Poor Pat.
So then mom sends Mark over to talk to this guy. She's like, look, I have to work tomorrow with my numbers. I have to be in my number game.
She has to be in her DOS.
Can you system. Just go? Can you just go over to this theater and check this maniac out?
He's like, I'll do it.
But of course, Mark blows it. I'm like, why would you send a Mark to do a mother's job?
Yeah, Mark, this is ridiculous. No, Mark was, was not Mark's place.
Hi, I'm Mark. And Sienna's mom wanted me to come over because we're concerned you were alone with Sienna. You don't say the quiet part out loud, dude. You just suss him out. You don't tell him that you're suspicious of him. What are you, a fucking idiot?
Idiot, Mark. Come on. Like, he's not playing it cool at all.
No.
He needs one of us to swoop in there like a decoy.
This guy's a moron. So Max is like, oh, this is all part of acting. And, you know, next time I'll send a note home with the parents. I just didn't have time. And, you know, time got away from us. And, yeah, he's slick, this guy. My Graham would say, you know what my Graham would say about him? Oh, he's good. That's okay. He's good.
Graham. Mm-hmm. She would say that. I could hear Graham saying that.
So later Sienna's like, look, Mark met this guy and he's fine. And I just wrote, Mark is the worst actor on the earth. Why didn't he stay for the acting lesson? Because he needs it. He needs
it. Like, what a fucking idiot, though. Come on.
Mark says, and the guy I'm seems sorry, nice. Though. Guy seemed nice to me.
Does Mark have a job? What does Mark do?
I don't know what Mark mom, does.
Like, honestly, if you're a mom that's, like, really concerned that your daughter's being taken advantage of by an older man, you don't go there and whip his ass yourself?
No, you send a Mark to do this. So stupid. So mom is like, or Mark is like, mom goes, something isn't computing here. Mark like nerd shames her. He's like, you're such a nerd. You can only relate to numbers. You don't understand people.
Right. Okay. So like they try to, right. So they try to set it up that this mom is like a big nerd, but she just looks like a regular mom that's like running to Starbucks and shopping all day long. Like she doesn't even strike me as like, I don't want to say a working mom because that's not the right word, but do you know what I mean?
She doesn't strike me as a frazzled, overworked mom.
Thank you. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah, she's kind of just like leisurely hanging around the house, but busy.
The lake house. The beautiful lake house.
Yeah. That was a beautiful house.
So now we see somebody breaking into a car outside their house. Da, da, da. The next morning, Sienna is a little contrite and she's apologizing and she's like, you know, I'm really sorry about everything that happened, but oh, by the way, I'm going to stay after again. Mm-hmm. And mom's like, okay, well, Mark did all the legwork here. Mark looked into this guy and he's fine. So
Mark did the ocular pat down. Like
he did do like an Mac. Ocular pat down. He did, like we used to say Doc Baker would do that on Little House as well. The ocular pat
down. The ocular pat down.
So after class, Max and Sienna stay after, and Sienna apologizes for Mark and his snooping, stupid Mark.
Stupid and Max ass
is
Mark.
Like, girl, girl. Max is like, hold on, let me get it on. Hey, girl. People just don't understand what it's like to be a creative, to see things through the lens of an actor. Actor. Like you. You're an actor. You could take this Juliet thing all the way to Salt Lake City. I don't know. It's not Hollywood, that's for sure. Okay. So now she's like, Mark. Now, again, these are questions an 11-year-old would ask. Max, how is Hollywood? Mm-hmm. And like Hollywood is real cool. And she's like, how do you get a break into Hollywood? And he's like, now this is real dark, but he's like, there's a group you can join that will help you. I'm like, oh my God, are we getting into Freemason shit? Like what's going on here? She's like an actor's guild? He's like, sure.
Yeah,
like an actor's guild. Why don't you do yourself a favor and go turn on an after school special, learn about the world. Okay, moron. So she wants to practice the play, but he's like, nah, I have something else for us. I have something else in mind for us. We're going to go do a boudoir shoot. No, he says headshots. Headshots.
Headshots,
Now, she is wearing a tank top. And a full cardigan over it that is buttoned at the neck.
Yes. Hence, like my niece looked on Easter and she's seven.
He has a whole like photo set up there. She gets up there and stands real stiff, like
a child would.
In her full outfit.
It's so weird. What? I know. And even like some of the photos, because like, you know, he's taken like all bunches of photos and like different ones are flashing on the screen. And some of them are like not even good. She's like,
she
like
looks,
it's not even a good photo.
Guys, it's hysterical. It's bonkers. And then he's like, why don't you take off your sweater? No, he goes, unbutton the sweater. Button. And she's like, oh, why?
I'm like, couldn't
this is Steel Magnolias? What is happening here?
She's like, I'm Trudy. I could never take my
pink
sweater
is my
off.
Signature color, mother. So he takes some pics and he's like, you know, unbutton the sweater or whatever. And she seems uncomfortable. And he's like, oh, never mind. I thought you were a professional and that you knew how to. She's like, oh, no. She rips the sweater off. Okay, fine. Yep. The photos with the sweater off are even somehow less sexy. I don't know. I don't know. And I understand we are talking about child here. I'm going to just say for our argument's sake that she's 18 in this. Because she is going to college.
I know. Well, they do say, because at one point the mom is like, I have no control. She's 18. And I'm like, no, she's not. She's 11 and a half.
Okay.
But what's hysterical to me is even after she takes off the sweater, there's nothing sexy about this outfit.
No.
Like this tank top is literally just like a summer, like a maxi dress. It's she not like it even, was like.
She doesn't even try like to pose sexy. She doesn't even pose sexy.
No. Like, why didn't they try to make her look like a like Little House on the Prairie.
They're making her Amish.
Yeah, it's weird.
This is, I'm telling you, this is going to happen in Goshen, Pennsylvania. That's where this is set. Okay. So she gets home and lies to mom that they were late running lines, but like you could tell she feels gross.
Yeah, she knew it was dirty.
Mm-hmm. So mom sees Sienna's computer open and she starts flipping through the pics. Guys, mom. We get to this picture and you see the straps of the tank top are gone. So it's clearly a nude.
We think.
But like it's only from the shoulders up and she still looks real stiff like it's a school photo.
Yeah, like it reminds me of, you know how like sometimes people get those weirdo, like weird ass, I shouldn't say weird ass, but like the engagement photo when it's like you're only wearing pearls. Like it looks like she's like in like a
thing. But like an Olin Mills photo.
Yes, that's what it looked like. But there was nothing sexy about it. It was almost like, so weird. Mm-mm. None of this shit was landing.
I don't know who wrote this shit, but they need to spend 5 minutes with real teenagers. Because this is not
the real world.
Jesus Christ. So funny. Now, what would you do as a mother if you found these photos?
I mean, I would have asked who the photographer was.
Right. And if you found out it was a creepy older guy, what would you do?
Yeah.
You would the fuck out. I would flip
my fucking
fuck out. I would be at the police station. I would be at the theater beating on him like he was a sack of potatoes.
But here's the thing here's why it doesn't work though. The photos weren't sexy. So would I have been upset?
She was still naked in them. She was still naked in them.
Yeah, maybe.
I would have flipped my lid.
Yeah, of course. If it was perceived that she was naked, I would have burned the fucking house down.
Yes. So Sienna's like, this isn't a big deal. And she's like, you only understand numbers. Okay.
This kid.
Mom's like, okay, I'm not an idiot, though. Like, I do know what a photo looks like when you don't have clothes on. And she's like, I had to use my sex appeal. Mom's like, sex appeal? You're sex a teenager. Appeal.
And I'm thinking, like, come on, mom. We all know that teenagers are way sexier than Sienna is in this movie. Let's be real. They are. I feel like
this could be the thing to get us canceled. We're saying that the child is not sexy enough.
Well, we're assuming she's 18.
Let me put a disclaimer on this so we don't get us canceled. Sorry. Okay, here's the disclaimer. We are laughing at the actress and the absurdity of the writing because we know teenagers. We live with them. And they don't act this way. Like they're trying to paint this as some sinister, like sex trafficking, dark. And it's just ridiculous because
way too it wholesome.
Feels too wholesome. Thank you.
So wholesome. In her cardigan.
Mom's like, you're a teenager. And she's like, correction. I'm a teen heading to college.
Wow.
And Sienna's like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Now, idiot Mark comes running out and he's like, ooh. And mom goes, now this is another thing. Okay. If I found naked pictures of my daughters, God forbid, I'm sure, you know, whatever, I would flip my lid.
Yeah.
I would not say to my boyfriend, who is not my girl's father, and not even their stepfather, okay? He's just a boyfriend. I would not say, I gotta show you these pictures. No, I would say, I found naked pictures of my daughters.
Yeah.
But she's like, come here, I gotta show you something. No, you don't have to show him. No. You don't have to show him.
No, that was super weird.
It was weird.
Did you wonder at some point, though, if like maybe they were gonna pull a little twisty on us and like Mark was really the bad guy and not Max Frost? I waited for that.
Not for a second. No, because they're not that adept at writing. It was so clear who the bad guy was. You're giving them too much credit.
Well, I was waiting for something to spark a little drama.
No. She runs off to the theater. She's crying. She's like, my mom and I got into a big fight. He's like hugging her. I'm here for you. They walk outside. Mark comes rolling up. Again, sending a Mark to do a mom's job. Mark comes rolling up and he's like, your conduct here has been inappropriate.
Okay, no, Mark, settle down.
That's not what you say, Mark.
No.
You say, yo, motherfucker, and you just start wailing on
him. Boom, and you wail on. Yeah, exactly. Fists Max, are flying before the words even come out.
Max goes, this is quite the opposite. You have appeared here twice now as a loose cannon, and Mark is immediately manipulated. Like, this idiot just is like, oh, you're right. I have been. Yeah. I have been inappropriate. Just,
Mark just became like the cult leader in that moment. He's like, okay, I'm in.
Oh my God. So
it's the leader now.
It's so bizarre. And then Max is like, actually, we've received complaints that you've been taking pictures of students from across the street, making people real uncomfortable. People have been complaining. Now, Sienna, moron Sienna, you didn't hear anybody complaining about this. Why would you think it was true?
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you believe everything your teachers say, don't you?
You believe everything your cult leader says is more like it.
Yeah.
So they get home and Sienna is such a bitch. And mom is like, we need to figure this out. Like, something's not right here. And Sienna's like, you don't get me. You're overreacting. You're ruining my life. Why not look at this perv that you invited into our house here? And
oh, my God.
So Mark is like, what are you talking about? I don't even own a camera.
Who doesn't own a camera?
Not that kind of camera. Mark.
Come on.
Right, because of course, cell phones don't exist in this world.
I know.
Yeah.
Where do these people live? Do we know? Do they say?
Virgin River.
Even Virgin River has phones, I feel like.
So mom is like, or Sienna goes, yeah, we don't own a camera in this house. Wink, wink. So Mark passes out on the couch and mom goes slinking out there to his car and finds... Not the camera. That would have made sense.
No.
Just finds an envelope full of pictures of fully clothed people just walking out of a theater. No.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Yeah, this made no sense.
She goes in the house and she throws this fucking pervert out. Goodbye. Get out of my house, you perv.
Get out, you perv.
Yep. So the next day, Sienna is heading to acting class and mom is like, I don't think you should go. And Sienna's like, why? The problem was pervy Mark and you got rid of him. She's like, no, I don't know. Something doesn't feel right here. Again, mom, stand up for yourself. Like, come on. I know.
This mom is terrible. Like, no one is in control here.
Yeah. I don't know. She's just like, she's not fighting back with this kid.
No.
So Sienna's like, we just don't get each other because you're a numbers weirdo and you don't support my dream. I'm not your little girl anymore. Maybe you're jealous. And mom is just like, like, no. Oh,
maybe I am.
Come back at this kid. Oh, God.
Send her to her room without dinner. God, like a real mom would.
Now we're
entering. Wash that bitch's mouth out with soap.
Now we're entering the last act. And shit gets weird.
Okay. Shit gets weird.
So now they're at acting class and Amy's like, I'm stunned you're here because your mother's pervy boyfriend like was taking dirty pictures of us, which weren't dirty at all. And Amy just reads her for filth. She's like, you're a suck up. We hate you. You didn't even notice that Max was freaking out on Haley in the street because you were just so busy brown nosing your way to the top.
Mm-hmm. Amy is not here for this shit. She's done.
Now, the best line of the entire thing, Max comes in and he's like, whoa, 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 that's enough. And then he goes, this type of petty behavior is for gymnasts and ballerinas, not actors. What?
What? No. No,
I was a ballerina for many, many, many years.
Me too.
I didn't behave in this way.
No. No. And I don't know any that have. This is so bonkers. It's so weird. It's so funny though.
So at home, Mark bebops over and he's like, how about forgive me for that pervy behavior? Because I didn't do it. It wasn't me. And mom's like, I can't deal with you right now. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Now, she's too busy. She's got a lot of numbers on her brain.
She does. I mean, she has a lot of DOS
like,
code.
2, 4, 7, 8, 6. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like 3, 7, 21. You know when people throw numbers out yet when you're trying to count and they fuck you up? That's what I feel like this mom is just doing all day long.
In the show Foundation, which I loved so much, the main character is like a math genius and she counts primes, but not primes like I would count primes, which is like 5, 7, 9. She's like 86,765,322. And she just keeps going and going and going. I'm like, okay.
No.
math calms some people down, not me. Makes me very excited and anxious. Okay.
It makes me nervous. I hate numbers.
So now Max takes her to a bar. Just takes her to a bar.
No one cards her. No one cards her. Mm-mm, do you notice?
Mm-mm. Oh, wait. I missed a scene here. I'm sorry.
Does anybody know? No one noticed.
I apologize. Keep going. This is a good scene I missed.
I'm kidding.
She gets home and she's fighting with mom again. And mom's like, I don't like us fighting like this. You know, we got through the death of your dad and we need to stay tight here. And mom's like, I'm so sorry that I don't understand your acting world. And, you know, when you get to college, you'll have some great instructors. What? Great instructors? Are you saying Max Frost is not the absolute best? Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Fuck you and everything you believe. Like, she just goes off.
It's nuts. This kid is insane. Like, does she really think she acted one scene at an acting lesson and now she's making it big in Hollywood?
I have
like
no
it
idea.
Wasn't even she didn't even like perform in a play. She acted in a practice.
So like, now
I don't
Max,
understand.
Max takes her to a bar and he gets some wine.
Mm-hmm. And she likes it.
Here's some red wine for you, honey. Do you want to reenact it? Let's reenact
it.
Let's do it. You be her, okay? All right, here we go. Remember, you have to ask me if it's illegal. Here's some red wine for you, sweetheart. Drink this red wine.
Is it okay if I drink this wine? Is it legal?
Rules are there to inhibit our experience. Actors need to break free of those rules to grow. So drink that wine. Drink it down. Drink it down.
I just tasted a sip. I like it.
Yeah, it tastes like grape juice, like Jesus juice. Oh, wait, Jesus juice was Michael Jackson's thing. Sorry, scratch that. Anyway, so he starts massaging her then. Then he starts massaging her. You seem
I'm
real
not
tense. This was
I'm
creepy.
I'm not going to lie. Give me a glass of wine and massage my shoulders and I'll do just about fucking anything you want. No, like I'm serious.
Well, now
just
he starts
touch my shoulders. It's all over.
He starts telling her that Amy's just jealous of her. She doesn't have what it takes. You are so talented. You're bigger than these people and this town. And I'm tired of this little town of Goshen, Pennsylvania, trying to hold you back. You belong in Salt Lake City.
Yes. And so he, with that like, 3-minute scene that she acted.
He's like, you need to take the next step. I'm going to my pad in Hollywood for a few days. Would you like to come, little sugar? You know who could seduce me like this?
Who?
I mean, many people. But you know who
I know
feel like would seduce me like this?
Who?
This is a Billy Bob Thornton situation.
Oh, it totally is. Mm-hmm.
They should have had like a 25-year-old Amy Archer and a 55-year-old Billy Bob Thornton in that role. Recast us in my acting coach nightmare.
Yes.
Me
yes.
as Sienna, but I'm 25.
Yes.
And Billy Bob Thornton is like 52, 53, you know, looking good.
100 million percent. Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yep. So he's like, you can come and get into this group. And she's like, my mom would never let me. And he goes, stars do not ask for permission. Boom. Ooh. Mic drop.
Yep.
Later, mom wakes up and it's late. And again, no one has a cell phone. No one has a cell phone.
Mm-mm. No one's got a phone.
She checks Sienna's room and there's a note that says, gone to Hollywood with Max.
What? Like, can we stop a second? Come on, you guys.
I know.
Gone to Hollywood. Like, she made it big because she acted out one scene. She never even performed in an actual play.
No.
She's just going to Hollywood.
Yeah, just going to Hollywood.
Like, what world are these fuckers living in?
So basically, they get there and he tries to pretty woman her with the dress. And this dress, again, yes, you're correct, looks like something your 5-year-old niece would wear.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is, I think I'm going to show you in my closet. I think, hold on.
Oh,
I
no.
have a dress.
She's actually going. Oh my God, she's getting a dress.
Okay, guys, I just went to my closet to show this to Stephanie. We're going to get an on-air reaction. This is the dress my 8-year-old daughter wore when she was in my cousin Hannah's wedding.
That's exactly it.
It's
That's
the exact
exactly
dress.
It. Yeah, it is.
It's the exact dress, except it's white and that one was black.
Yes. Yeah. It is actually the same dress.
Yep, same dress.
That's funny.
There you go.
Yeah.
It is an 8-year-old's dress. Okay.
Right. Yeah, it is. I told you, she's 11 and a half.
Yeah, it's weird. Real strange.
Shit is weird.
So mom tracks down Haley, and Haley is living and working at some broke down roadside hotel. Motel.
I know. Like, what?
I don't know.
What happened to this girl?
My family kicked me out, and I have to live here and work here. I'm right? Don't because you go to school?
I know. I don't get it either. Isn't she also just a kid? Like, what is happening?
So she tells mom that Max is part of this circle of men who basically sex traffic young women. Okay. Yeah. That's where we're going with this. So mom decides she's going to drive there. She's going to call the cops, but she's also going to drive there on her own.
What do you think he's trafficking them for?
I think it's just a group. It's very much like a Jeffrey Epstein situation. Okay. Like, they find these young, vulnerable women. He passes them around to his rich friends. They do whatever they want with them. It's gross. It's gross. It's gross.
Mm-mm.
Can't even go there. So, meanwhile, shit's going real awry at the house because Sienna has overheard him on the phone. He's very loudly saying, "Oh, no, dude, this girl will work out. I swear. I think you're going to be pleased with her." She, meanwhile, finds the camera.
And she's like, beep, 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 looking at all the pictures. Like, shut up.
But I'm like,
who makes noise like that?
She's so focused on the camera. I'm like, moron, you're not listening to him giving away the game on the phone 5 feet from you?
And she could have just run out. What?
Anyway.
Like, there's no critical thinking skills here.
He chokes her out. Now she comes to, and she's tied up.
Yeah.
And he's like, you just had to get nosy, you motherfucker, didn't you? Mom, who is the worst sleuth ever.
Ever.
Just wings open a real creaky door and just walks in like, hey, everybody. This reminds me of.
Oh, no.
One time when I was a little girl, I was grounded. Oh, no. And I had to be young because I didn't live in my new house until I was six, and this was in my old house, so I had to be like five.
Okay.
And I was grounded for mouth and back off to my mother like I always did or something. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have this wrong. I was not grounded. Jenny and I were not allowed to go outside. I don't know what was happening, but we lived in an apartment building, and we were on the top floor. And the rest of the kids from the apartment building were outside in the yard. And my mom was on the phone, and we were not allowed to go outside. I think it was a situation where, like, she had to be with us because I was so young. Mm. So she was, like, waiting till she was done on the phone or whatever.
Because it wasn't safe to let you go out alone.
But I decided, fuck that, I'm going outside. So I put my bedroom slippers on, and I go outside, and it's summer, and all the windows are open. I very loudly yell, "Hey, guys, I'm here!" And my mother heard me, of course. So she goes running downstairs. She's like, get in the fucking house. And I was grounded. That is the kind of slickness with which this mother operates. You know?
It is, actually.
Mm-hmm. So she tries to untie Sienna. She can't. He beats up the mom. He's kicking her around.
Oh, my God. This fight scene. How about how she's like wailing punches at him?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yep.
This was wild. They're like banging each other off the walls. Like, they're really going at it.
It got real dark. Real dark. Yeah. So now he's on top of mom and he's like choking. And Sienna knocks him out with something. And I just wrote, wow, this really was an acting coach nightmare.
It really was. Oh my God.
So now we're at the end of the movie. We are back home with Idiot Mark is back.
Yeah, we're sitting on the dock.
I wouldn't have thrown Mark out over the pictures, like, because I wouldn't have believed that. I wouldn't have fallen for that. Yeah, but I would have kicked him out over the piss poor job he did on handling this situation.
Yes. Be like, do better, Mark. Do better.
Jesus. And they say that Max has been arrested with their testimony, but also with other people. And they've had enough evidence to arrest his whole cult. So they're all going down. This girl has taken down a Jeffrey Epstein level ring.
Yeah. Like an 11 and a half year old girl took down a cult.
Mm-hmm. Mom is like,
powerful shit.
Do you need more acting classes? Do you need more acting classes? She's like, I'm good. Then she says, you fought for me even when I was unable to see the truth. And to me, does she say that? And that to me is true star quality. I don't know who says that.
Does she does. That?
Okay.
Yes, she does. That's she says it to Mark.
Oh, the mom says that.
To the mom.
Somebody says that.
No, the kid says it. 11 and a half year old. Maybe she's 11 and three quarters now. She said it. Because I was like, what the hell is this kumbaya shit?
I will say that this was absolutely terrible, but I loved it.
Really?
Yes.
Yep. I'm not going to lie. Hated this one.
Loved it.
I had a hard time getting through it. I loved the last one better.
Oh, no. This one was better. This one was
you
better.
Think?
Guys, come at us. Tell us, did you think funny. Hunting Housewives was better than this gem that we have been presented with?
I mean, it was a gem, of course. Mm-hmm. I just had more fun with the other one.
Yeah. All right, we said it all.
I'm picking the next one.
Well, tomorrow we're doing Virgin River, so get ready for that.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I already watched it and started taking notes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it tonight.
Yep, very excited.
I like to do it nice and fresh so I can be
ready. Well, we're not recording it till Thursday.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Okay. I have to watch everything Mondays and Tuesdays to get it all done.
I don't know how you can take, how you can podcast. I don't remember what happened 4 days ago. If I had to if I had to watch everything on a Sunday or whatever and then record on a Thursday morning, I would not remember.
Oh, I remember.
You would be like, oh, let's reenact this. And I'd be like, oh, because I don't remember shit. Kind of like how you always do. And I don't remember it anyway, but.
All right, guys. If you're interested in hearing bonus content, sign up for our paid services. Leave us a review.
Five stars only. Five-star.
We'll take a four-star if your finger is broken and can't get to the five-star. But it better be good.
Well, we don't really like to, but we will.
No. We will accept
it. Say something nice. If you have nothing nice to say, you don't have to listen.
Yeah.
Moving along.
Yeah. We appreciate you regardless.
Put your time and effort into doing something good for the world. So if you have nothing nice to say in your comment, go do something nice.
There you go.
Spread joy.
There you go. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you soon.
Love your bones.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.